The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday, October the 28th, as we go into the weekend. We've got an interesting topic for you today with an interesting guy. You never know what he's going to talk about. But today, Kit Salter is here. We're going to talk. Welcome to Radio Friends.
Thank you, Paul. We're
going to talk about the road in American life. Now, this summer, you and Kathy took a road trip.
We did.
And you went down routes.
Various routes and routes down to 66. We worked 66 for a week with a group of teachers from Oklahoma reading the road and trying to understand it. And so what I'm trying to do is I have a series of wonderful stuff that I'm going to share with you and your listeners and viewers.
Well, Kit said, you know, it's amazing just driving down the highways. Because you soak in so much of the feeling of what America is. Instead of flying over it, you drive over and you pull off to some of these, on some of these old roads and some of these old general stores that are still around.
The past. And I've got them neatly packaged. So when you and James do your next road trip, not there, but along here, you can now have a little checklist.
Okay,
and you've got
this
all through. So it's all packaged, set to go for you. Okay. Let me tell you my three realms, first of all.
Okay.
And I assume you'll break in often.
Okay.
One is the first realm is the road as a major setting for human activity. The road in America is a theme that I think has a dynamic to it that someone ought to do, and I'd like to be that someone. Mm-hmm. So theme one, realm one, the road is a setting for major human activity. Here's a quartet of things in that realm. One, the road as the past. When you're looking for that general store, you're looking for those old intersections. When someone says, well, turn left on the church. Oh, no, the church is gone. Let's see. That's the road as past. Along the road are not only years, but decades, and in some cases, a century of our past history standing there, sometimes mutely, sometimes reused, sometimes regenerated.
Yeah.
The road as past. That's always there. Secondly, the road as Icon Alley. All of our roadside attractions, all our fascination with kitsch, motel signs, motels made like teepees, big coffee cups that are 12 feet high or 16 stories high, all of that stuff is road as Icon Alley. If you someone says to you, what does America do? How does it express itself creatively? If you don't have a clue in your mind, you can say, get in the car, sit here a minute. We're going to drive a little bit down to Hartsburg for the Pumpkin Fest or up to Moberly for their failed sweetener operation. Mm-hmm. We're going to look and see what kind of creative things. You see mailboxes made out of little model fire trucks, out of John Deere tractors.
Yeah, I was going to say, that, the John Deere tractors.
Yeah, that's right.
These you know something that I remember? You don't mind if I interject here? Okay.
Hold the time, okay? These are my minutes. Don't give them to him. Yeah.
The old gas station. Now, I grew up out in the country about 35, 40 miles from St. Louis, which was out in the country then years ago. It's not anymore.
Yeah.
But we had in Antonio, Missouri, that was the closest town, we had a gas station. And in the old pumps, it was a straight standing pump, kind of like a light pole, and you could see it had the glass top part where the gasoline.
That's right. You saw the real flow.
You saw the gas pump. Now, a lot of young people listening today are not going to remember that or even know what I'm talking about.
But they'll see it if they go to Applegate Annie's or Artichoke Annie's or the Apple Store Antiques.
Well, they have it there.
I mean, some of these places have these things that you and I, well, I'm a lot older than you, but even you grew up with some of those things, and they've left function. But now they've got their new life in this road as Icon Alley. Those icons are part of the antique show.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
Okay.
There's more. The third is the road as commerce. The most obvious thing for all of us is the road is where businesses want to put themselves. They want to be where people can see them. The road as commerce is, you put your billboard up, you put your sign up, you get your that funny new logo we have, this puffy man that falls over like this. It's on an air machine, and it catches your eye. The road as commerce needs a visible signature. And so those signatures that cafes and eateries, even funeral homes, certainly outdoor theaters, put there.
The old drive-ins.
Old drive-ins are part of road as commerce.
See, now, when you're describing it this way, some of the things that I had looked at as clutter along the roadway, you're having me rethink this now as artwork. Am I off base?
No, you're on base. You're on base. You're the reason people don't throw things away, Paul.
I don't throw anything away.
No, I bet you don't.
I don't throw anything away.
The process is you and James, let's get the house, let's get this room cleaned up. Okay, well, let's get rid of this stuff.
There.
Well, no, wait a minute. Wait,
you look can't throw that away.
Look at this book. I might be able to use this.
You know what, Kit? We've got about 2.5 minutes left here.
The classical music is going to start soon. Now, Rhoda's problem is the last of the major settings. Here's the stuff that's good for your mind. The road as a catalyst for human expression. The road as discovery. The road as ritual. Mm-hmm. The road as flight. And the road as the other self. That is, people go to the road to discover. You explore. You're trying to get away from your own world. You hit the road to discover, to explore. Ritual, dragging the gut as a teenage kid, going through town with your arms hanging out in the slow speed, first gear, second
gear,
back.
That muffler and that sound.
All that stuff. The road is flight. A relationship's gone bad, you hit the road, you put on some wonderful music that I can't get no satisfaction, and it sings to you as you're cruising the road.
Right.
And then the road and the other self.
Okay.
People who are very like librarians, when they're out in their car by themselves, who knows what they are.
Exactly. All right. Now, you had some road phrases.
Yes. And these are for those. The beauty of this thing is there's no website. There's only line of sight and insight.
Okay.
So, Travis, you're free from trying to put up any website. Here are my road phrases, imagery terms of roads in the American language. One way. Hit the road, Jack. My way or the highway. The road to ruin. Detour. The road not taken. Caution. Blind intersection. Wrong way. The road to romance. Roadkill. Bump. No exit. No passing. Yield. Dead end road.
Oh, are we going to end it with dead end?
No, I've got one.
We're out of time.
Here it comes. Finally, Michael rode the boat ashore.
Okay, got it. Kit Salter, thank you so much for coming by. Pleasure chatting with you today. This was an intellectual segment today.
No website.
Yeah, all right. Monday, Dave Mars will be on talking about energy around the house. Our show directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Be careful if you're going to be out this weekend. Be nice to each other. Bye-bye.